2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
New conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, it was great to hear the news this morning as I was driving in on Utah's Morning News, Dave, listening to Tim and Amanda that the Pfizer vaccine is now considered 95% effective, the same essentially as the Moderna vaccine. But I really want to delve into this detail, Dave, because I think it gives us hope as to how soon we can be hugging our parents and grandparents. The effectiveness on older Americans with this vaccine, I was very impressed by.
All right. There is so much. There's also, I don't know if you heard about this, at-home COVID tests. Now, hopefully, this isn't like the old pregnancy test where you need like a degree in chemistry to figure it out. But at-home COVID tests, that's very exciting. We'll tell you all about that. Let's jump right into the show. It's 9:08 and sponsored by Ruby's Inn. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Diving into this in the 10 o'clock hour. Is it a win for East Side parents and a loss for West Side parents? The Salt Lake City School Board voting to reopen elementary schools after the first of the year. So elementary school kids can go back to the classroom. And last night's five-hour-long school board meeting got very explosive. Here's one moment. Let me get it, Dave. We're going to get this audio
working. Don't rush into it.
Don't rush into
it.
Here we go. Oh, no, we're going to listen to it. No, we're not going to listen to it. Okay, trust me, it was fiery. We're going to get my machine working in a few minutes.
Yeah, it seems like the member is kind of going against some of the wishes of the residents. They're actually asking not to reopen schools because they're in the hot spot, a hot zone for COVID spread. Now, the timeline is still in January. We're still months away to reopen. How do we know what COVID will look like in January?
Countdown.
We have got two big interviews lined up this morning regarding this hopeful news about the vaccines. Today on the heels of Pfizer's bombshell announcement that the latest data in its COVID vaccine trial says it's now 95% effective, which is essentially the same as Moderna's. At 9:50, we're going to ask the man in charge of Utah's vaccine distribution for the latest on shipments to Utah. When's the stuff going to get here? And I also, they really want him to paint us a clearer picture today of how these two vaccines will be distributed to Utah who want the vaccine. We'll also answer the question that's on a lot of our minds. At least it is on mine. Does it matter which brand of vaccine we get?
I think they're all name brand, so I think you're probably pretty good. But yeah, at 10:05, we're going to bring on former Health and Human Service Secretary Mike Levin, our former governor. He's going to join us. He sits on an advisory board for the transition of power from President Trump to Joe Biden. And there's been some controversy about whether there will be a formal transition of power. Well, we're going to ask him how it should go down and what happens to vaccine distribution if this transition of power doesn't go so smoothly.
Launch countdown. One.
Well, again, this big news from Pfizer, the company now concluding phase three of its COVID vaccine, and it shows that the vaccine is, instead of 90% effective, it's 95% effective against COVID-19. That's 5% more than they announced last week. And that's because more data is now in. Way more effective than was originally hoped for way back when this pandemic started. So what else do we know? We also know that there were no major safety issues. And I also want to dive into this detail, Dave, about how effective it's been for older Americans who are part of that trial.
Yeah, because we know that the older Americans are the ones that are most vulnerable. Well, Pfizer is seeking FDA approval within days. I'm talking days. And I've got the lowdown on how they're going to ship the vaccines across the country and get those doses to Utah safely. Now, the launch is brought to you every day by Ruby's Inn. Redefine holiday time at the Red Rock Vistas surrounding Ruby's Inn. Book your stay at rubysinn.com.
Dave and Dujanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
The coronavirus. Search for the cure.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
We now have two vaccines, Dave. Two that are equally effective. Both now seeking emergency approval from the FDA. Hoping to get that very, very soon. I really want to get into the important safety details from what I read through the Pfizer press release this morning regarding their vaccine.
Now, Debbie, when we talk about big pharma, they're kind of an easy punching bag. It's easy to kind of go after those guys, and there's certainly some warts. But can we just wrap our head around this? They cured a virus of a worldwide pandemic in 8 months. In 8 months.
Well, slow down. We still got a little ways to go with this. The vaccine, we don't think it's arrived here. We're going to ask the vaccine guru for Utah at 9:50 when he calls in. He's the director of immunizations for the state. Has it arrived yet? Have they already shipped it pending FDA emergency approval? Here's the big question that I'm going to answer right now. Is this safe for older participants in the trial? Was it safe? Yes. Yes. Almost half who participated in the trial, by the way, were 56 to 85 years old, Dave. Almost half, like 45% were. So they really took a swath of us older Americans and put us in this trial. 94% effective for 65 years and older for folks who participated who were 65 years and older. So I think that's great news.
Massive. Absolutely massive, Debbie, because they weren't front-loading the results. They didn't throw a bunch of 18-year-old super athletes into the trial and say, wow, look how great it is. They measured the people that needed it the most. And to find out that it's 94% effective, it's basically as effective with the elderly as it is the young. Incredible.
I think this new information from Pfizer that their vaccine is 95% effective, and you want to get technical, Moderna's is 94.5% effective. I think it took the guessing game for me out of, okay, which vaccine do I get? If Dave gets the Moderna and I get the Pfizer, and I'm like, no, it's even now. It's even now. So on my way in this morning, listening to Utah's Morning News as I do every morning, Tim and Amanda interviewed Dr. Simone Wilds on Utah's Morning News, and she's specifically answered that question. Does it matter which vaccine we get, which brand we get? Here you go.
And it doesn't matter which one at this point. Based on the data, they're both very effective vaccine based on the preliminary data. So either one should be good for anyone.
And if you'll remember, when Pfizer first released their preliminary results, it was 90%. And you may be asking, well, why is it 95% now? These are the final results that came out today. And when you see this little one-upsmanship, just a little bit better than Moderna, that's the kind of competition I like.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The coronavirus. Search for the cure.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Well, this morning we wake up to the news that there are now two vaccines that are 95% effective, both seeking a sign-off from the FDA. Of course, talking about a COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer just came out this morning with news that, Dave, it's 95% effective. Last week we were reporting that they said it was 90% effective. So if we keep going up, maybe we'll get to 100%.
Perfect vaccine. Debbie, in my mind, they're just waiting to ship. They're just waiting for that. In my mind, there's this big red shipping button so that as soon as the FDA says it's approved, boom, they hit the big red button and it arrives overnight. Now, the only part of that story that isn't true is there's no big red button. But as soon as they approve, it will arrive across the country overnight. that's how ready they are to just get this going.
Well, we asked you to put your investigative cap on and investigate how the shipping will work. And what you found out was fascinating. But can you let me get through these details first that I want to share with you and our friends of the show about how many people caught COVID during this trial? So we know that Pfizer put tens of thousands of people through a trial. So did Moderna. But we're talking specifically about Pfizer because they updated their information this morning with this news that's now, you know, 95% effective.
Yeah, 44,000 people in this study.
Yeah, it's huge. I think it's huge. 10 severe cases of COVID-19 came out of this trial. Now, I want to clarify that. So before you throw up your hands, I'm like, see, I told you. I told you the vaccine. 9 of those cases occurred in people who got the dummy shot. Okay, so whatever Pfizer had in the dummy shot, which is the placebo, and in the Moderna trial, we've learned that that was saline. Okay, those are the folks. 9 of those cases were the 9 of those people were the ones that caught the placebo or caught the COVID. Does that make sense, Dave? I was talking sideways.
Essentially, because they would split it up. They gave half the people in the trial nothing, and the other half they got the vaccine. They only had one. Debbie, right. One severe case out of those 22,000 people that received the vaccine. Mm-hmm. That's a resounding success.
In general, the side effects were this, and not everybody experienced the side effects. And they tended to things like, you know, I felt flu-like symptoms. That was the biggest complaint. But they tended to get worse on that second dose, which is exactly what Utah Representative Steve Ellison told us yesterday when he called in. Now, he was part of the Moderna trial, so I don't want to confuse you too much. He was part of the different trial, but this other trial, but he kind of explained the same thing that the folks in the Pfizer trial were saying.
The first injection, I had some injection site, soreness, and a few other kind of minor side effects. The second injection was a bit stronger of an immune response, same injection site pain that lasted for a few days, and then a low-grade fever. And the night of the injection, I had some, chills along with the fever. Easily managed, though, with some Tylenol or Advil.
Now, you do have to remember that this is a two-shot vaccination. So you get a shot. 3 or 4 weeks later, you get a second dose, depending on, which dose you get. But essentially, within a month, you are fully vaccinated.
So the Pfizer is a 21-day wait between shots. The Moderna is a 28-day wait between shots. And to me, if fatigue was the worst symptom or the most reported symptom, I think fatigue is worth the trade to know I've been vaccinated against COVID-19. They've really fast-tracked this, Dave, as you pointed out, 8 months. They began phase 3 at the end of July. So we've got 3.5 months between phase 3, the beginning of it, and to the point where they're seeking FDA approval. And as you said, they had 43,000 ending up in the trial, 41,000 by the end of it. So a few thousand dropped out, ended up getting both doses.
Yeah, and to see that kind of success, absolutely incredible. You've got several across the world vaccines that are again kind of in this similar stage. There's ones being developed in China, across the world, but even here, still in the United States, Johnson & Johnson, they have a trial. They've got 60,000 people involved.
Wow.
This is just a one-dose injection. We don't know when that's projected to come out. There was some progress. I think it entered phase 3 in late October.
So that's enticing. One dose?
Yeah.
One dose. Okay. So we got to talk about how they're going to ship this because you've been investigating this. Now, keep in mind, that as Dave's walking us through this, there's going to be 50 million vaccine doses in 2020. That is just from Pfizer. And then they're saying up to 1.3 billion doses by the end of 2021. And Dave, I know with Pfizer, they've said they've had to store it. They're going to have to store it at like below 90, it's like negative 94.
Yeah, negative 94.
So tell us what you know.
And there's no place on Earth, Debbie, that hits negative 94 unless it's an ultra-cold freezer. I was listening to a roundtable from Pfizer CEO. He said the engineers developed these boxes, these shipping boxes, special shipping boxes. And if you're kind of building up in your mind, you think these are portable refrigerators, it's not. These boxes are maybe a cubic foot. They're not very large, but they can... Let me play a little soundbite from the Pfizer CEO. He's got kind of a thick accent, but he has amazing things to say.
And when we ship it, we don't need to use refrigeration. So we can ship it in normal cars, trucks, airplanes, boats, whatever. In the U.S., we will ship in most of the places overnight. So once we receive an address from the government, the next day the product will be there. And once people receive it, they can keep it for weeks in the box, or they can keep it for months in super freezers, or they can put it in refrigeration and keep it for a week approximately. The demand will be so big that it's going to be injected in hours rather than days or weeks.
Yeah, they don't expect this to last very long. They're going to ship these boxes. They're going to inject people like crazy in their minds. But you can see that this is a very safe and easy way to ship. Each one of these boxes holds between 1,000 and 5,000 doses.
Okay. Do they keep it? Is there a way to keep it from spoiling?
Yeah, and you heard him touch on this a little bit. The Pfizer CEO, he said, if you just don't open the box, it's good for weeks or months. But as soon as you open up, like you can only open it up a couple times a day for just a few minutes to maintain that temperature, unless you have one of these super cold freezers or refrigeration. But quite frankly, he says that's not going to be a problem because people are going to be giving these vaccinations so quickly and just using up the supply so quickly that it won't even have time to spoil.
At 9:50, we're going to have Utah's immunization director live on the line to paint us a new picture about how the distribution of these immunizations, the vaccines, will work once they arrive along the Wasatch Front.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.